Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Francesca Raffi from the 77th Venice International Film Festival. Today we are joined by one of the 27 young film lovers who is attending the Venice International Film Festival under the 27 Times Cinema Initiative. Welcome, Elena. Elena Pokorny is the ambassador of France. Welcome to Fred.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us. How would you describe your experience here in Venice as a judge?
As a juror, you mean?
Yes.
I think that it really developed my capacity of analyzing a movie because we discuss it like every 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. And every time I go out from the theater, I'm thinking about the film and then I talk with the others and I'm thinking something else. So mm-hmm. it's really constructive.
Sharing.
Yeah, it's a very good way of thinking a film, I think. And mm-hmm. now I would like to do it like all the time with my friends because
yeah.
it's just very, very...
yeah, you can learn a lot of
yeah,
things.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-mm. From the others as
from,
well
from
because
others.
We can see that everyone has a completely different point of view and
yeah.
I love this.
What do you expect to learn from these days?
So yeah, actually I'm a producer mm-hmm. in yeah. daily life and here I'm watching many films. I think I've watched maybe 20 films already.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first thing is to watch films and to be able to identify which film I like, which one mm-hmm. I don't like, and which film will maybe work or not. And this is a important part of my future job.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is also to make some links with other people from Europe and mm-hmm. to discover some talents.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday night I organized a screening at the Villa Giornata.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of the films of the people from the 27 Times Cinema,
uh-huh, uh-huh.
so we could all see the work of the others,
mm-hmm.
and now we could maybe work together in the next year.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Maybe do something together.
Yeah.
You just mentioned that your dream job would be film producer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why, first of all?
Because...
I know it's a difficult question.
Yeah. actually, I just discovered that I wanted to be a producer when I went for a year to live in Hong Kong.
Oh.
There, I created a cinema club, and mm-hmm. I started supporting some projects of the mm-hmm. Hong Kongese students there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just realized that supporting a project that was very that has a meaning for me was the most important thing I wanted to do now mm-hmm. when I'm 23 years old. So
mm-hmm.
I will just study production in the next few years and I hope I will build my production company.
Fingers
after.
Crossed. What's your background? I mean, what are you studying at the moment?
I'm studying cinema since 1 year in La Fémis. It's a cinema school in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 4 years studies.
Okay.
And before that, I was studying...
It's a bachelor's degree, isn't it? Or master's degree already?
It's a school.
It's a school.
Have to enter
okay.
it after your
uh-huh.
20s.
Okay.
So before
okay.
this, I was
okay.
studying political science
uh-huh.
in Sciences Po
okay.
during
mm-hmm.
4 years.
You are the ambassador of Jean Eustache Cinema.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What are the main events that they organize?
They organize, first of all, a premiere that it's a surprise premiere
mm-hmm.
there. So you go to the cinema and then you don't know what you're going to see and
oh,
then you discover the film. And
yeah.
it's how I discovered Tony Erdmann.
Uh-huh.
So it's a really
okay.
good memory there that
okay.
they organized it. And there's also the Unipop.
Mm-hmm.
It's a class. I mean, it's every, I don't remember exactly which frequency, but
uh-huh.
you have 2 movies on a Wednesday afternoon, 2 movies and then a conference after this.
Oh, okay.
And it's like
okay.
a class with a topic that
okay.
is discussed and it's very like deep studies.
Stimulating.
Yeah, and
yeah.
it's very cool because it's not that expensive and you can go there and learn so many things.
Okay, that's interesting. Well, Elena, thank you for sharing your experience as the ambassador of France for this year's edition of 27 Times Cinema. And thank you to all of you. We'll be back soon with the 27 Lux Film Prize ambassadors to talk about their experience here in Venice. This is Francesca Raffi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.